Japan.
Hey everybody, welcome to this version of America Tonight. Coming up in this hour, Super Bowl in the books, Ravens and the 49ers. So who won? Of course you were all watching, I'm sure. It turned out to be a good Super Bowl. Didn't look that way for a long time in the first half. But 34-31, the Ravens hold off the 49ers. I know you're all waiting with bated breath to find out if anybody nailed the score. Don't worry, we'll tell you about it. What did you think was the excitement, the best part of this Super Bowl? What did you think was the best commercial? We're going to talk about the commercials, too, throughout the night. We'll play some of the commercials for you. We're going to get some of those for you. So let me know what you thought were the best top three. I know you had to be paying attention to them. Some of you out there were anyway. Probably paid more attention to the commercials, in some cases, than the actual game. So I'm giving the digits out right at the top. Keep them handy. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. We're also going to talk about this sad story, and it's on my website if you go to americatonight.net. A terrible story of this former Navy SEAL who was killed at the gun range in Texas, in Glen Rose, Texas. And this guy was such a hero. Chris Kyle, I know a few people who interviewed him because he wrote a book called American Sniper. And this is a guy who had four tours of duty and killed 100, sniper-wise, killed 150 insurgents. The likes of him, he was nicknamed the Devil in Afghanistan because people knew who he was. He was the guy who led to the Undertaker, so to speak. And here he is trying to help other soldiers, and he ends up getting murdered at a gun range. Chris Kyle. He was also there with Chad Littlefield, another buddy of his, two veterans. They were gunned down Saturday afternoon. The actual site where they were is a place called Rough Creek Lodge, and it's a resort in a place called Glen Rose that I just mentioned, which is southwest of Fort Worth, Texas. So the bodies were found by a hunting guide, and there was a guy that they were with, a 25-year-old, Eddie Ray Ralph, who was with them too. And now there's all kinds of crazy events surrounding that what initially could have happened here, the hypothesis is, because the suspect confessed to his sister but not to police, this Eddie Ray Ralph, who's held now on $3 million bond after he was arraigned on the murder charges, what it seems to be is this is a guy who suffered from PTSD. And Chris Kyle and Chad Littlefield were working to help veterans like him who were suffering with this. This was their pet project to give back, and he was one of those people. So he admitted to the sister that he had shot them both, but couldn't explain why he did it. So the motive might be unclear, but the theory, the hypothesis is that what happened here is that these two men were working with people who were just trying to survive. And one of the things that they did was take them to this range. And it's a huge, sprawling complex, and it's a very remote part of the range, actually, is where they were found. And the idea is to get to reach out to the veterans and get them, hunting and sports shooting and that kind of stuff, and reach them that way, supposedly, was what this project was partially about. You know, they would do other things with them, but this was one of the main thrusts of what they were, what their program was. So this is an awful, awful thing. because he was at his, there was an all points bulletin that went out for him when this, after this happened, after the hunters discovered the bodies. And Ralph had taken off. He had gone to his sister's house. The police eventually caught up with him. That was shortly before 8 or 9 o'clock on Saturday night. And they finally, when they finally got to him, they had to spike his tires and had to wrestle him to the ground, basically, then locked him up, and then he's arraigned on these murder charges, and he's got the $3 million bond hanging over his head. But the sad part is you have this Ralph, who's just a kid who spent 4 years in the Marines. He leaves service in 2010 and was suffering from, they believe, suffering from struggling with what happened to him while he was a Marine. So Kyle was trying to help him. And this is a guy, as I said, who was a hero. Two Silver Stars, tons of commendations. It would take all show to go through everything that Kyle had received from the military. Had deployed four times to Afghanistan. Four times. And sadly, this is how he dies. Plus, he was married and had two children. His specifically, the nonprofit he was running was called Fitco Cares Foundations, and it was to help these veterans who were battling PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, trying to get them access to exercise equipment, get them out there, that kind of stuff. The other veteran, his partner, Chad Littlefield, has a wife and children too. And he worked as well in this organization and to try to help other veterans. I mean, Kyle can only be described as an American hero for the sacrifice he made for his country. And to end up this way is just such a tragedy. When the story first broke, you were shaking your head saying, what is going on here? And then you dig a little bit deeper and you start to realize, and more starts to come out. And sadly, this is what it appears to be. It's what it appears to be. And whatever it was in Ralph that set him off to do this heinous thing. And these people who were just such amazing giving guys who sacrificed it all with their families and everything else to give and give and give and to be deployed over and over again. It's just an incredible, incredible shocker. All right, as I said, coming up on this show, you'll also hear more about that. But we're going to talk about the Super Bowl as well, some of the highlights of the game, some of the records, actually, that were set, including one of the kickoff touchdown returns. I love those things. Actually tied a record. It looked like it was going to break a record, but Jacoby Jones snapped up the ball to start the second half, went 108 yards for the Ravens. And boy, this is when it was looking like San Francisco wasn't going to even make this a game. I mean, talk about what a big play that was, but it really looked like San Francisco was going to go down big time, because here after they were so far ahead, then they jump on the board again this way, and the 49ers are just looking around in disbelief. But boy, did things turn around after a power outage. There was a 34-minute power outage that turned the game around, I think, for San Francisco, although they didn't win it. The Ravens ended up winning it. So Ray Lewis, love him or hate him, Ray Lewis was a key part of their defense for years for the Ravens, and this is how he retires. Hang with us. Did anybody actually nail the score? We'll tell you next. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment permanent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
With me, Kate Delaney. Coming up, like I said, this hour, we're going to let you hear all kinds of sounds from the Super Bowl. Joe Flacco, and how about Beyonce, as she sang, did the halftime show and sang some of her super hits and had surprise guests and Destiny's Child. Also, John Harbaugh, the coach of the Ravens. You know, you had Jim and John, the two brothers, going up against each other. That was the big storyline heading into the Super Bowl. John wins, the Ravens pull it out in the end. You heard the score, and I'm sure many of you were watching it, and it really looked like it was going to be such a blowout, almost one of the worst. I don't know if I would say one of the worst Super Bowls, but it looked like it was shaping up to be one of those nothing Super Bowls where people were not paying attention to what's, you know, what was happening with the game because it was too, you know, it was too boring because it was so lopsided. Every time San Francisco got their hands on the ball, something crazy would happen. They wouldn't be able to score. But that turned around, and it became interesting in the end. It looked like, you know, hey, San Francisco really has a chance at this, and the Ravens might completely blow it. The Ravens scored almost right away, put 7 on the board in the first quarter to San Francisco's 3 points, and then they put on another 14 in the second quarter. San Francisco when they get a chance to be, they're right there in the red zone. They're only, again, able to put up 3 points. And that's where it started to look like a brutal pounding. But there was a power outage. And the Ravens, this might have been their detriment because it seemed like they lost some luster. Maybe they thought they had this in the bag. I don't know what it is. But once it was going, it went from blowout, basically, to the crazy boom, boom, out go the lights, to now a shootout. Joe Flacco and the Ravens had just enough to survive it because the Ravens blew. At one point, they had a 22-point lead. But everything stopped in the third quarter at the Superdome when the lights went out for 34 minutes. Who could have predicted that? So Ray Lewis and the defense shut down the rally when they had to. But there were some very close moments. They had to make a couple of key stops inside their 7 at the end of the game that could have been the big difference maker. So 4 hours, 14 minutes, the longest Super Bowl ever. So remember that. That's great trivia, bar trivia, when you do those trivia games. 4 hours and 14 minutes. And the comeback for San Francisco tried. It would have been their 6th Lombardi Trophy, but it wasn't to be. It was Baltimore's in the end. Joe Flacco becomes the MVP. And what a Super Bowl it turned out to be. What a Super Bowl. Not what, like I said, many of us thought that we were seeing. It looked like just a complete and utter blowout. So did anybody nail the score? I hope in Minneapolis at the mothership. And we have to be kind because we have a replacement player with us for this show. Don, the man, is in for Matt Johnson, who was enjoying the Super Bowl so much he did not come in. So he tosses the ball to Don. And poor Don, he's probably so busy, he's up to his ears in GCN shows. I don't even know if he watched a lick of the Super Bowl. But I know plenty of people at the mothership in our live studio audience there were probably watching. So the Ravens, I'll say the score again, 34-31 over the 49ers. Did anybody have that score? Did anybody nail the score? And the answer is no. So close. So close, including Matt. Matt said the Ravens 33 and the 49ers 31. Mike in Kentucky had the Ravens 35, San Francisco 31. But nobody nailed the score. I'll do the sound effects. You know how we have that terrible horn that sounds like it's on its last legs. That's what it was like, unfortunately. Nobody nailed the score. Dave in Vermont, congratulations to you because you're the only person who nailed the score this season, and he did it at the beginning of the year. He thought the 49ers, like me, 33-28. I had San Francisco 28-24. A lot of people had San Francisco. And as I've said now over and over again, at this New Orleans Super Bowl, it wasn't to be for the 49ers, or at least they made it interesting. And for both Harbaugh brothers, it was a fight to the end. And I think the kid that I like, the quarterback, Colin Kaepernick, who now has got a verb going on with his name, Kaepernicking when you kiss your right forearm. I'm going to do it now. He did a tremendous job with his team. His amazing arm strength, deep throws when he had to have them, when he was rushed and pushed in 10 different directions, he was able to do what he had to do. So, bravo to Kaepernick. He ended up with 302 yards, only one interception, touchdown, and just played so well. Scrambled when he had to scramble, but it just wasn't enough in the end. It was Ray Lewis's swan song. It was John Harbaugh's night. It was a record setting with Jones tying the 108-yard return that I talked about. And it was MVP going to the other quarterback, Joe Flacco, who was as steady as he could be when he had to be. You would look at the sidelines, and his face started to fall when San Francisco came back, but he ultimately did what he had to do. So he capped a perfect postseason because he was great in the postseason. He was 22 of 33. Woo-hoo! See, Don fed them some Red Bull. I know it. And he passed for 287 yards. The first three half touchdowns on the first half touchdowns, and he gets the MVP honor. So any of the questions people had about how good he is and is he really a quarterback that's in the elite leagues or can he win a Super Bowl, I'd say yeah, because he became only the sixth in 47 Super Bowls to throw three scores in a first half. So I'm going to say he's pretty darn good. And this is the kid from Delaware. He wraps it up. He did what he had to do. So, yeah, bravo. Bravo to Joe Flacco. All right, if you want to... Exactly. There it is. I love that crowd. If you want to talk Super Bowl, you can certainly chime in. Where would you rate it? And, by the way, what about those commercials? What did you think the best commercials were? We will also jaw about that, too. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, or you can shoot me an email at americatonight.net, americatonight.net, or go on the website. You'll see me. I'm in my Tampa Bay sweatshirt right now. Tampa Bay. Yeah, they had no prayer. No prayer. But that's okay. There's always next year, right? There's always next year. My backup team is Tampa Bay because my family living in Tampa, but my team is the Philadelphia Eagles, and they were horrific. They never were going to make it. Never going to make it to the Super Bowl. They had no chance. Even at the beginning of the year, you knew there's no way they're going to get there. So how about that? The other thing that we're talking about, and I think sadly, and we're going to have a lot of shows, and we have had a lot of shows featuring examples of amazing people in the military and what they've done to reach out and help their fellow soldier and fellow Americans. You know, the Wounded Warriors program is terrific. There's a great program in San Antonio getting a lot of people back on their feet. We've had, you know, how many times Jeff Atticott, our terrorism expert on the show, who's a Navy guy and has told us about many, many programs, and he himself is involved in a legal situation where he's trying to help several people that have gotten, unfortunately, squished by the system. So there are a lot of great things going on out there, and unfortunately, Chris Kyle was somebody who was trying to do that, who was trying to give back with his organization, and it was just an absolute shocker when he went to the range, and things ended up that way, certainly, because when you heard that first he was shot, you're thinking, you know, what is your mind thinking? Oh, I hope this isn't some kind of payback because of all the insurgents, as I said, that he had taken out in Afghanistan, 150. Hang with us. Got a bunch of people sending me some emails. We're going to go to those. Plus, if you want to chime in, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Valentine's Day is next week, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing deal. 100 stunning blooms of love plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code RADIO13. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings, plus pick any delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms of love sent fresh from the fields. Guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code RADIO13. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code RADIO13.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Hope you had a great weekend and you topped it off by watching the Super Bowl. If you did, at least if you watched the second half, you saw a great game because it wasn't a definite that the Ravens were going to win this thing. A couple of different plays here or there and getting in the end zone at the end might have made the big difference. Don't know if the Ravens would have been able to get that down the field with a couple of minutes left the ball and set up a kick and end up winning that way. But it didn't matter because they kept San Francisco out of the end zone. Four tries they had and four times they missed. San Francisco 49ers miss. So the Ravens had the lights go out on them in a sense and were able to turn it around and come back and still end up winning this game. I mean, here's the biggest question though. Who turned the lights out at the Superdome. How did the lights go out? And it was very strange because they apologized for the lights going out and said, we don't know, they haven't said why the reason is why they went out. Emergency lighting kind of clipped part of the field when it went out. The power actually stopped while the game, in the middle of the game, stopped at 13:28 to be exact of the third quarter. The Ravens then had that 28-6 lead, so you could see the emergency lights coming on, but it was still too dark, and it took that 34-minute period that I was talking about for them to get it back on. So a spokesperson finally for the energy company in New Orleans, Entergy is the name. They are the ones who pump in the power to the stadium. They say the power was flowing into the stadium before the lights failed, and every feed going into the Superdome was doing what it was supposed to do. But he said he thought this is the spokesperson, he said he thought the outage appeared to somehow originate in a failure of equipment that was part of the stadium staff, because it happened after Beyonce did her 12-minute halftime show that featured incredible lighting and video effects. I mean, listen, I would give her an A-plus for her performance. I think it was one of the best all-time Super Bowl halftime shows. And part of the reason why is because of the light show. It matched, it fit, her whole routine fit. It wasn't ridiculously over the top where there was 50 different other performers who came in with her except for Destiny's Child. It was great. But the lights were incredible, so it kind of makes sense. Beyonce, she was too hot for the stadium. She killed the power. That's what happened. And it was so strange because at the press box level, they're in the middle of calling the game, Jim Nance and Phil Simms, and boom, they were off the air for almost that entire 34-minute period. They're talking, poof, nothing. And CBS just go to a commercial eventually because they have to throw to sideline people. They have to have other people come on, because they were up in the box and they couldn't hook them up with the power out the way it was. So it's very strange. It was probably what it was. It had to do something with her equipment and her light show, I'm assuming. But what are people thinking when the fans are sitting there waiting? Yet players that were just milling around the benches, and then finally the lights, they didn't want the players to leave and go into the locker rooms because they wanted to make sure that they were, that they were ready to start up right away, knowing that they were eating up all this time, over a half an hour. Yeah, crazy. It had just a little bit of everything. Isn't that the Beyonce song which she sang, Crazy in Love? Crazy in Love? She did that song. So Crazy Lights. She was the crazy lighting lady. And it was just in the Superdome, too. And it's so strange because if you remember, I mean, that stadium, since I've been to that stadium, it's about 38, 40 years old. And it's had massive renovations since Katrina. Remember, Katrina just ripped the roof off back in 2005. So it's had, close to $350 million worth of renovations, and so much has been pumped in to New Orleans that having a Super Bowl there is great still for that city to try to get the economy kicking, keep it going, and get more people to eat in the restaurants and all that kind of stuff. And there were a lot of people that were at this Super Bowl. Tickets up until the game were being sold for, $1,200. And the network sold out of its advertising spots, 3.8 million for a 30-second spot. That was pretty much the average, 3.8 million. So you have your GoDaddies, your Bud Lights, your car commercials, whether it was Honda or Audi or somebody else. And I would say because the light thing was a snafu, that was unfortunate, but everything else seemed to go off without a hitch. It looked like they didn't have a lot of problems. There weren't a lot of after-hour problems on the streets because people get smashed and rowdy and everything else. So that didn't look like that was happening. And that's the good thing. That's the good thing for New Orleans. Now it's part of the Super Bowl rotation again, and they want to keep getting that back to that status so that the host committee will let them bid on another Super Bowl. And if they get 2018, that would coincide actually with the 300th anniversary of the city of New Orleans. So how perfect would that be? You know, the history and then the game and all that other stuff. And it's interesting because somebody texted me right away when the lights went out and said, now, this is crass, but it's what a lot of people are saying, hey, now rich people know what it's like to be in the Superdome when the lights are out. Wow! I don't want to make this just about the Super Bowl. I want to talk about a couple of other things. I mentioned, obviously, the sad deal with the amazing sniper, the Navy sniper, who unfortunately was trying to help a fellow veteran, a young veteran, and it looks like he gunned him down and gunned down his partner and is charged with that and is sitting in jail on $3 million bond. In the meantime, some of the buzz around the nation besides the tragedy there in Texas and besides the excitement of the Super Bowl, which looked like a bust and then turned out to be okay, the other thing getting, as I always say, America Tonight is like what people are talking about in this country, not all the stuff that's being pumped out there. But there's no way around this. The thing that people are talking about is a photo all over the internet of Obama skeet shooting. The White House pumped that out there for people to see. The president's just blasting away, and it looks very awkward. Kind of like when I was skeet shooting for the first time with a few of the old Texas Rangers, and I thought it'd be so easy to just kind of hold the gun away, and ended up with the biggest bruise I've ever had on my life, on my shoulder, on my inside of my arm. But the photograph kind of looks that way. It almost looks like a Photoshop deal, but it's real, so it's not Photoshop, but it's crazy. It's everywhere with all kinds of sayings underneath it because of the fact that right now we're in the throes of a massive debate in this country, which some of you have written to me and say you're just sick of it, over guns, over gun control and bigger background checks and all that kind of stuff. And You're tired of it. You're tired of talking about this so-called assault weapons ban, you know, using the word assault weapon, and you're tired of hearing about background checks because the background checks aren't substantially done now. So the conversation is over guns, 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 guns. And a lot of that stems from the sadness of these mass shootings that we've had and that nobody wants to ever see again. If we could say never, ever, ever, we would absolutely all agree on that. What happened at the elementary school, what happened in the movie theater, it was very rough. 2012 was awful for that. It's a couple of mall shootings. The one in Portland was terrible. It could have been worse. Luckily, his gun jammed, so it didn't end up as awful as that could have been. Still, any deaths are absolutely terrible. And I think the gun debate is going to keep going up, ramping up to the highest levels possible. But I don't think that we're going to see as much fear there is for a big change in even the Constitution. People are worried about the Second Amendment. I don't see that happening this time around. I don't think we're going to see that happen. Too many statistics and too much of a push from the NRA and so many others who legally own guns and who are responsible gun owners, who have their permits, who are getting their permits, who are getting their concealed carry licenses and doing what it takes to get them. So they legally own them and are, frankly, pretty much excellent with them as far as taking care of the gun is concerned. When you think of the accidents that we've had and when you think of some of the crime that we've had, it's not the person who legally buys the gun. It's the argument over the criminals who get the guns. All right, stay with us. We're banking on yet another final turn here for this hour of America Tonight.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now
like that song, so I'm going to let you hear that play out a little bit. But Miss Beyonce was the halftime show. We think she blew the lights in the Superdome, which led to the 34-minute delay that I've been talking about, the boom, boom, out go the lights. So the question becomes, was this the best Super Bowl halftime show of recent memory or even of all time? Snooty Jack from Down Under says, you must be kidding me. You must be kidding me. Not Beyonce. I bet you he liked the stoned, I'm thinking, and I was there. I practically crashed into him when I was down in the bowels of the stadium. Oh, the stoned Sting. He probably liked the Sting performance a little bit better. I don't know. But let's, Don, my man, let's roll some Beyonce. Let's hear her. Jack like when she was saying thank you very much and the tail end of her song. Anyway, I think she did great. I think that the acoustics, everything else is really tough in there. And Madonna had the biggest all-time halftime show. Part of that is because of how big the Super Bowl has gotten. Let's face that. The halftime show is a big tradition, but it's changed every year because you've had all kinds of music types, pop, rock, classic rock, country, hip-hop, rap, blues, soul, you know, name it. There's been all kinds of different people who have played the Super Bowl. Madonna was the most watched halftime show with 114 million viewers, about 3 million more than the actual game. I think Beyonce is going to have many more than that. But part of that is because of the numbers. You know, you could go to Michael Jackson, you could go to Clint Black, Patti LaBelle, Tony Bennett, New Kids on the Block. I'm thinking off the top of my head here with some of them. I mentioned Sting because I was at that one and did crash into him practically after he was done performing and all of us were scattering around afterwards trying to get, you know, that's what happens with the media. You're there getting, you're getting sound from the players afterwards. So, sure, Black Eyed Peas, Usher, yeah, I mean, We could definitely go back in history and look at all the various people that have played, but I'm going to give her some cred. But it's not even really my music. I'm a rock person. I'm a rock chick, or I like alternative, or, you know, even some K-pop, whatever. And I have a broad range of, I guess, music that I do listen to, but she isn't particularly my brand. I can't even tell you very many of her songs, other than the few hits that she sang. So, but I thought she did well because it wasn't ridiculously over the top. There was the whole light thing, which I thought was fine. It wasn't as crazy. Remember, there was somebody, I want to say it was Diana Ross, that was in a helicopter and came down in the helicopter. They lowered her onto the stage. Remember that whole thing? And she sang her popular tunes naturally, but I'm giving her credit. I'm spending too much time on this Beyonce thing, but who did you think was the best halftime show ever? Okay, if you disagree with me, in recent times, I'm going to give it to her. I'm not saying of all time. I have to think about that a little bit longer, but one of the best. I'm going to give it to her for, in recent memory. But as far as the game's concerned, I wanted you to hear a little bit of what Ray Lewis and Joe Flacco had to say afterwards. First, this is his swan song. Ray Lewis basically saying, you know, this is it, adios, and talking about the Harbaughs and, you know, great to see his family and kept loose during the delay and all that kind of stuff. And then Flacco talking about the offense and what a journey it's been. Take a listen.
Kids, they really sacrificed for me, and now I get the opportunity to sacrifice for them now, you know, and to see their faces and to hear their comments and to know what's on their hearts, everything is for me now. I just went out there and just, you know, just really tried to keep everybody focused, you know, and keep everybody as loose as I could. And I just started catching passes, you know, just to keep my mind off the lights and whatever. You know, I think that's the first time that's probably ever happened in a Super Bowl.
We got a good offense. Our offensive line really played well. Our receivers just made some plays. I mean, Anquan, Dennis, Torrey, Jacoby, Ed Dixon today. Our backs out of the backfield. So, you know, when you come together like that and you have confidence, this is what ends up happening. Great group of guys, and just a great way to win it tonight. I don't think it's sunk in yet, so kind of just trying to go through the motions and see what it brings.
All right, so what it brought was MVP, and now he is the king, woohoo, of Baltimore. The Inner Harbor probably going nuts right now. All the people, long-suffering Baltimore fans, not really, because they certainly have just not too long ago had a Super Bowl. I was at that Super Bowl when they won, but the 49er fans were happy to be back to the promised land, and it wasn't to be for them. All right, I got a lot of people now suddenly wanting to weigh in on my comments about Beyonce and the halftime show. So this one from Big Bob, who says, Phil Collins, without a doubt, if you go back to 2000, remember that one, Kate, Phil Collins, also Enrique Iglesias and Tony Braxton. I cannot even remember. I think Christina Aguilera was part of that, but I can't even remember that one. That's too far back. Forget about that. 2000. Phil Collins. I got a good Phil Collins story that I'm going to share off the cuff sometime on the air. All right. Then I have one from, let's see here, Lewis, who says, without a doubt, 2003, San Diego, Qualcomm Stadium, Shania Twain, No Doubt, and Sting. Well, I was there when at that Super Bowl. I was covering that Super Bowl. That's what I was talking about. And it was great. The San Diego Super Bowl was cool. It was awesome to be there. But I don't think they were the best halftime show. I don't think so. I like No Doubt, too, but I'm going to say no. Then I was also at this Super Bowl. Remember the wardrobe malfunction, 2004 Houston? Bummer of a Super Bowl. It was cold in Houston, and you kept thinking to yourself, man, why aren't they doing this in a warm weather place? Janet Jackson, Kid Rock, Nelly, JT, Justin Timberlake. That was your halftime performance. Then in 2005, you had Paul McCartney. I was at that Super Bowl, too. And the Rolling Stones, remember in 2006? I like the Rolling Stones, the old Stones music, but it wasn't great. The Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers in 2008. This one from Bruce, who says, what about The Boss? You are a Jersey chick, and I know you like The Boss. You play a ton of his music. How could you diss The Boss? Just a few years ago in Tampa. That's right. I remember it. I was there. The Boss, Bruce Springsteen, and the E Street Band. It was okay. I've seen him perform many times, and he was 10 times better than at the halftime show. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe my expectations are higher for rockers. I don't know. By the way, Jack gets the last word, of course, on this. He says, The Who. They played just a couple of years ago, if you remember, in Miami in 2010. It was The Who, and they played Pinball Wizard and Bob O'Reilly, Who Are You, See Me, Feel Me, Won't Get Fooled Again. Great songs. I'm going to say they weren't The Who that I remember. How's that? Just weren't The Who that I remember. The best Who concert of recently, when they did the Sandy performance thing. That was the best Who. I'm serious. That's the best comeback Who I have ever seen. You want to weigh in? Send me your thoughts, AmericaTonight.net.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll-free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.